The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the NHS have released data showing that in 2025, there were 100 admissions to English hospitals due to contact with or from the toxic effect of spiders. This was up by about 100% from 2015. And much of this has been attributed to the false widow spider. We in Ireland have also seen an uptick in the presence of this venomous spider in recent years. So is there any reason for alarm? Joining me now is Colly Ennis, Biodiversity Officer with Trinity College in Dublin. Colly, I'm certainly alarmed, even if no one else is. I don't like spiders in general. It's the little scuttly movement and the legs and all these things. They trigger something in me. But these guys are particularly noxious.
Yeah, I think everybody has a degree of arachnophobia at some point or another. The false widow are our first medically significant spider that we have in the country, which means that if you do encounter them and you end up getting a nip, you will experience some form of discomfort. What's important to remember is that there has been no fatalities associated with this species, unlike bees and wasps, who cause fatalities, unfortunately, in the UK and Ireland every year. So I think a bit of perspective needs to be looked at when you're talking about these animals, because they do get a lot of clicks and sell a lot of papers. So they're constantly being put into the public sphere.
Yeah. So as yet, nobody's having anaphylaxis from these spiders, but they can give you a nasty nip. People are getting cellulitis. People are getting sepsis. People are getting necrosis of areas of their skin where the skin actually dies around the bite. Are they very, and I'm not being pejorative, are they very dirty creatures? Why are we getting so infected when they bite us?
So their venom is quite potent. The lads in the venom lab in Galway have been doing tremendous work on studying this particular species up in NUI Galway. And they've discovered that their venom is quite potent, and also that there are secondary bacterial infections can happen after you get a bite. But that can happen with a lot of creatures as well, a lot of invertebrates or even small mammals. When you get a bite, you can get these secondary infections depending on the habitat that the animal is coming from. So say if a spider is coming from under in a dirty drain pipe or something similar, wanders into your house and it ends up giving you a nip, that's where you can kind of get these secondary infections.
Okay, so they do live in kind of fairly dirty environments, I suppose. Where are we likely to get bit? I don't mean on the body, but like where do they hang out, these spiders? Where are we likely to come in contact with them?
Okay, so they're everywhere. They're
I wish you hadn't said that, Colly, to be honest.
Yeah, no, they really are the most prevalent species of spider around human habitation. Now,
the false widows are not the big ordinary old house spiders that we've seen for years. That bred that fast that they're now the commonest spider around.
Yeah, they're really up there. Like, there's massive numbers of them. Now, the thing about them is they love sitting in their webs and sitting in corners out of the way. They're not the type to kind of go looking to bite anyone. The bites happen when there's pressure put on them. So around this time of year, or into October, I mean, at the end of summer, you'll have two things. You'll have the male spiders out wandering, looking for romance. So that's where you can encounter them in bedclothes and stuff like that. But the other thing
they'll actually get into our bed. They'll climb into our beds.
That's been a couple of occasions. Where
I don't know why
happening.
They think that they're going to find female spiders in our beds. But anyway,
they just go wandering looking for them everywhere. But just to go back to what we were talking about, the other thing that happens is young spiders can set up a web for feeding in a pair of wellies or in a jacket that's left sitting there hanging for the entire summer where they're not being used. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, yeah.
So then you come along and you put on, you're going out on the first cold day of the year to do a bit of gardening or something, and you put the jacket on and the spider's up to sleep and it gets pressed against your skin, or a pair of trousers that have been put away in a press, and that's when
So they will hang out in fabric, in bedclothes, in unused trousers or jackets or whatever.
Now, Exactly. Now, the thing again to remember, so people don't freak out altogether, is there are so many of these spiders around that the amount of bites happening, like the UK is crawling with them. So
Colin, you're not helping. You're not helping at all.
Just if I can get, I'm trying to get to the point without freaking people out. There's so many of them that the amount of bites that have been hospitalized or been recorded is tiny in comparison to the number of spiders.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Even though there's millions of them over there,
millions,
there's only been,
you say.
Exactly.
Someone has texted and said, I was bitten by one once. I got cellulitis, then sepsis. I was in hospital for a week and a month off work. So the bite is significant.
Yeah, it can be. And some people can get bit and have no reaction whatsoever. I've been working with them for years. And
have you
I've
been,
never
bitten?
Been bitten? No, never been bitten. And, you know, my colleagues up in Galway, like I said, they work in labs full of them, and they've never been bitten either. So the important thing, I suppose, is that, look, we know they can cause bites, and we know they can be medically significant. So it's great if you spot one, you can go to a doctor and say, look, this is what's happening, and get the appropriate treatment.
I think I did have one in my house, because when you say this now, but in the clothes, I took a jacket, I can't remember how long ago it was, out of the wardrobe, and I went to, it was a kind of a velvety jacket, and when I went to put it on, I pulled, you know, the front bit of the jacket away from the back bit of the jacket to slip my arm, but as I did, I heard the it was full of web. White, fluffy kind of web. Would that be the right web?
I
pulled it and I felt it come. It was like as if you're pulling two buttered slices of bread away from each other. There was a slight noise.
Quite sticky and quite strong. Yeah, so the there
was
that. Well.
And I realized the jacket was full of web. And I actually, what I did was I opened the bedroom window and I threw it out the window. And then I picked, and then I went outside and picked it up with a stick and I put it into the, bin. I was never going there. Like I was never going
that
there.
That was the end of the jacket.
That was the end of the jacket, as far as I was concerned. Listen, will you describe them? Because someone has texted and said, what do they look like? I need to keep my eyes peeled. Will you give a little description, Colin?
Yes. So they have these messy webs that are generally in corners and in windows.
So they are kind of white,
really,
fluffy.
Kind of,
okay.
Kind of tangly. If you see a false widow, it's generally upside down in the web. They have a very bulbous abdomen, so their backside, and they do have a kind of a ominous looking skull pattern on their back. So if you put all them together,
so they're kind of brownie with a white skull and crossbones kind of thingy on their bum,
kind of, yeah, exactly. Oh. Like kind of like
how big do they get, Collie?
The females can be like quite well toned towards the end of the summer. About their backside would be about the size of a 10-cent coin.
Okay.
So they can get quite big. And again, like, they can be mistaken for native species, but you really, really, if you want to find out, just take a photograph and ask somebody on social media. There's lots of spider
experts,
people like myself out there that would be more than happy to confirm or deny thing. But look, come here, don't panic. We're just going to have to get used to them. If you have them in your house, a great suggestion is shake out your boots, shake out your jacket before you put them on.
Collie, you've made, it's not a great time to be alive at the moment. There's a global, you know, instability, national instability, and you've just made it
spider invasion
considerably worse. But thank you very much for joining us. That is Collie Ennis, Biodiversity Officer with Trinity College in Dublin. I think I'd have to move house if I had an influx of them. I actually do.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.